Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Weekend Deals.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. I don't know what you were doing over the weekend, but a lot of business people were putting the finishing touches on agreements. In Italy, two banks came together to form that country's largest. Banca Intesa and San Paolo made a deal to create a giant worth $650 billion. Here in the States, FedEx and its pilots union broke through 29 months of negotiations to reach a tentative labor agreement. The pilots still have to vote on it. And then there's Google. It's going to be putting a lot of material on eBay. But no, this is not your chance to get a bargain on Google mugs and t-shirts. eBay has agreed to let Google be the exclusive provider of text ads on eBay sites outside the U.S. eBay and Yahoo made a similar deal in May for eBay's U.S. site. The truth is, Google's got a lot of cash, maybe even too much. You'd think too much money is usually a good thing, but for Google, it comes with some extra attention from the Securities and Exchange Commission. It also comes with an unwanted title, mutual fund. Jason Parr explains.
The problem isn't a new one. In fact, it's from the Investment Company Act of 1940. The rule says if more than 40% of a company's assets are in securities, it can be regulated as a mutual fund. Google is seeking an exemption, saying its main business is not money management. But investment attorney Nicole Griffin says proving you're using the money for something else can take years.
In the application for exemptive relief, the company has to make certain representations and describe its business and describe how it's going to use the proceeds. And so the SEC will go through and verify those facts.
Google's hope is to join some of its competitors, including Microsoft and Yahoo, both of which have already received exemptions from the rule. I'm Jason Parr for Marketplace.
We'll get plenty of economic figures this week, but the biggest short-term problem facing the U.S. economy, according to the country's top economist, is terrorism. There are major military actions in the Middle East, and then that suspected bomb plot in London. But there are plenty of other concerns as well, as Ashley Milne-Tite explains.
More than a third of those surveyed felt a terrorist attack was a big economic threat, both to oil prices and consumer confidence at home. Stuart Hoffman is president of the National Association for Business Economics, which conducted the survey. He says while terrorism is rattling more respondents than it did 6 months ago, there's far more consensus on federal spending.
This group feels that the government spending over the next several years should be curbed and at least get back down toward the overall rate of inflation. Having said that, again, the vast majority of them don't think that'll happen.
Longer term, more than 20% of economists say the federal deficit is the country's biggest headache. Almost as many think a poor education system will hamper economic progress. On the other hand, they feel a flexible job market and stellar productivity represent major long-term boons to the U.S. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Last week, oil markets heated up and the housing market showed signs of cooling down, so investors pulled back a bit. The Dow dropped 97 points on the week, 11,284. The Nasdaq dropped nearly 24 points. And this is Marketplace. Hurricane Katrina took a big bite out of the insurance industry last year, and that included reinsurers. But those guys stand to gain fairly well this season. Sarah Gardner explains.
Reinsurers ended up paying about 45% of the losses from last year's hurricanes. Since Katrina, many reinsurers have more than doubled their rates and raised deductibles in coastal areas. Morningstar analyst Justin Fuller says if Mother Nature doesn't pull a repeat of 2006, those companies stand to gain.
If the wind doesn't blow and the ground doesn't shake, the reinsurance industry is going to deliver very pleasing returns for their shareholders this year.
Robert Hartwig, chief economist for the Insurance Information Institute, says higher prices have also attracted new competition.
There have been at least 14 new reinsurance companies that have started up.
Hartwig says so far the hurricane season has been mild, but it doesn't officially end until the last day of November. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And this is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, partnering with physicians, patients, and diabetes educators to provide better glucose control for long-term diabetes management. Information available at Medtronic.com. And by Reuters. The facts, without spin, as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now.
This is Marketplace. I'm Brian Watt. Hurricane Katrina drove one in three New Orleans businesses out of town or permanently out of business. As many as 18,000 closed their doors. Some of the ones that survived are now facing down another force of nature, the long, hot Louisiana summer. From the Crescent City, Bill Zeeble reports that some businesses are having a tough time keeping cool.
Tracy Thompson has spent the last 7 years designing and selling custom hats from her shop Kabuki Hats in the French Quarter. For most of that time, she's done a brisk business, catering to the tourist crowds milling through the quarter's narrow streets. But these days, customer visits are so infrequent, she often closes early, dropping in for coffee at a nearby cafe. Last year, before Katrina hit, Thompson fled to Maine and lost 2 months of business while waiting for the official okay to return.
I reopened on October 21st, and I had a lot of pretty good business then. There were a lot of people who lost the hats that I had made. They had collections of upwards of 15 hats. People were buying again. They were trying to make themselves happy. We had a great Mardi Gras, a wonderful jazz fest, and then it just slowed down.
The New Orleans economy rises and falls on its tourism trade. Most merchants know they've got to sock money away during the busy season to survive the summer months. That's when Louisiana's oppressive heat keeps most visitors away. But this year, tourism rates were about 60% below normal, and many businesses weren't able to save for the dog days. Kelly Schultz with the city's Convention and Visitors Bureau says many tourism-dependent businesses are on edge.
If we can get through the summer, we feel like we're going to be okay.
But Tracy Thompson isn't sure she'll make it that far. On one recent weekend, she'd sold just 2 hats. If the trend continues, she might have only weeks before she closes for good. Just across the street from Kabuki Hats, Roy Maggio and his wife have run a gallery specializing in original Cuban art for 6 years. He calls this the worst summer he can remember, and he's had to rethink his business model to get by.
Before Katrina, we tried to make this gallery predominantly original art. Now we have a few reproductions, photographs laminated onto wood, small things like that, in the $20 range.
Maggio also moonlights as a truck driver to keep the lights on and the bills paid.
We'll struggle along, until the absolute bitter end, just because we love what we're doing here. If I was trying to make good financial sense, I would have closed right after Katrina, immediately.
Now, all Maggio and merchants like him can do is wait for the heat to subside and hope the tourists return. In a normal year, that's right around October. But here in the Crescent City, a year after Hurricane Katrina, things are anything but normal. In New Orleans, I'm Bill Zeeble for Marketplace.
If you've got comments or observations, please check out our website, marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
Before Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans